Hebrews 2:9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Our theological debates often prompt the question, for whom did Christ die? This verse has a simple answer, for every man. By the grace of God, the substitutionary death of Christ was unlimited in its potential and limited only in its application. Not all men will come to Christ, but praise God for the open invitation that cries, "Whosoever may come." It was this death, for our sins and in our place, that has made a way for us to come to God. Jesus took on human flesh and entered a world he created to be our sacrifice for sin. He deserves the crown of glory and honor, and will ultimately receive the praise of all men, as every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. Our task is laid out before us, to point every man to him, recognizing his condescension, suffering, and death, and proclaiming God's amazing grace. Hebrews 2:9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man.